Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and I'm so excited to be with you tonight because we want to talk about how to reduce fear and anxiety. I mean, with what's going on in the world, it's very hard not to feel worried. We've been taken away of our comfort zone and our daily lives have been disrupted. So this all happened so quickly with no warning. So just turning on the news can make you feel sick to your stomach for those of us who already suffer from panic disorder, anxiety, depression. This predicament is only making us feel way worse. And we all know that negative emotions translate actually into health problems. There's a correlation between heavy feelings like resentment, anger, bitterness, feeling afraid, worried, that might lead to autoimmune disorder, even diabetes, because the neurotransmitters, the catecholamine in the brain, come to an alarming level. Neopinephrine, dopamine, they go way too high. And from there, you know, we experience this deep sense of anxiety that can sometimes lead to panic disorder. And this is, you know, something that is way worse than we can imagine sometimes. So many disorders are triggered by toxic emotions that are trapped inside because our feelings are the building blocks of our health. So learning to process, learning to accept, learning to control emotions before emotions will control you, will control your logical thinking, learning that will grant you not only inner peace, but physical wellness. So that's why I always try to help you find ways, you know, to work on yourself. And sometimes I'm also giving you natural stuff that can help you. I work a lot in the alternative healing sector because I believe that nature gave us everything to heal us. And I also think that our body has the intelligence to heal itself. And then there are ways that come, things that come from the nature, from plants, that can be extremely helpful, especially in this time. In this time, we need to do everything we can to get ourselves better. And there are things that I talk about, like TravelCore to regulate the neurotransmitter, Bacopa, that's an extraordinary product that comes from the nature that I want you to, you can find in an Amazon, or taurine or GABA. Those are neurotransmitters that we can take, and they're all natural stuff to calm ourselves. You know, if we cannot do it, don't necessarily take heavy medication like Zen and Xanax and all those other from the same Zen family. So don't go there if you can. I'm just giving you a parenthesis. Now, in order to prevent a virus and fight a virus, you know, the immune system needs to be as good as possible. And we can build our immune system. And sometimes, you know, The old recipes, there's a recipe I learned from Dalai Lama in 2000 at an event that I went. And it all talks about taking two lemons and a bit of honey and garlic, chopped garlic, and mix them together, you know, with baking soda, 1 teaspoon. And that is way more powerful than a cytostatics, or way more the best way to actually improve your immune system. And also take zinc, raw zinc. You can find it anywhere. Though you know you're supposed to stay home, you can order it and it's going to come to your home. But zinc is very good to boost your immune system. So I'm talking about which should be the natural way to get our mind in control of the situation, so that we don't lose our control of our own reality. Because it's very important in this time to make sure that we are okay and we are healthy. Healthy mentally. We all talk about a virus. What about our mental health? What concerns me more is that isolating, you know, in our home with nothing to distract us from the current situation makes us to fall victims to the negative feelings like fear. This thinking that this pandemic will be the end of us. And we keep on thinking, and what you think you make happen. You gave power to that negativity. So it's a scary thought, you know, to constantly watch television. So we have to kind of surrender to the present, and we have to use the resources that we have in front of us. And I think one of the reasons what's happening to us, there's a reason in what's happening, and one of the reasons is that we've been very much disconnected from Earth, disconnected from nature, disconnected from where we are, from the source, from our beginning, from who are we really and what are we meant to experience on Earth. So now that we are stuck inside anyhow, you know, let's use this time in a productive way to increase awareness, to increase our well-being. Not to feed into the fear, because at the end of the day, fear can be your worst pandemic, your worst nightmare. You know, if we shift our emotion, we can shift the circumstances. I intuitively tell you the next 2-3 weeks are crucial just to express what I think. But as probably the number of cases will go up, in the next 2 weeks, but then all of a sudden it will drop drastically, and somewhere end of April, end of May for sure, I think we start getting back to normality. And taking care of yourself is the best thing that you can do right now. So if you want to feel better, I suggest you to stop the news and take a break from everything to alleviate your stress. And you know what? Don't think of this time of isolation like a punishment, but take it as an opportunity to work on yourself. Do the things you've been putting off for a while. Do things that you haven't been doing because you didn't have time. Do things for yourself. Meditate. Meditation is accessing the subconscious mind, introspecting, reading, reevaluating. Reevaluate who you are. Reevaluate your path. There is a beautiful a word of inspiration, words of wisdom that I'm going to give to you in the book of Ecclesiastes that says that there is a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. So there is a time for everything. Now is time to gather our stones. We'll have plenty of time in the future to scatter them later. At the beginning of time, God sent us on earth to gather those stones and to create the oneness, the totality, and put the pieces of the puzzle together and to create the world that was meant to be, the world that we actually created up to a certain degree until we started to self-destruct. So I would love, you know, in the second segment to guide you through a special meditation that I put together for you for tonight in order to calm anxiety. And I will want you to participate with me in this exercise to heal from the past and to open your potential. And this might take another 15-20 minutes, but I want you to participate. to this meditation. So after the break, I'm going to do this meditation with all of you, and I want you to listen to the sound of my voice and concentrate. And after the meditation will be done, I absolutely believe that you will feel different. You will feel better. I also want to make some announcements. I want to let you know that I offer, which I haven't done in a long time, 50 off on my sessions for the next 3-4 days. So if you interested in talking to me, send me an email at Carmen Hara, my name, CRMENHARRA at AOL.com. And I'll give you 50 off of my sessions with you. So to help you understand better what's changing within you and in the world and cope with this phenomena overall. Before the break, I have a lot of people calling in: Rosemary, Helena, Jonathan, Catherine from Orlando, Lelani, all of you, my wonderful friends. I'm going to start with some of you, and then at the end of the show, I'm going to talk to the rest of you. But I'm going to take, because she's the one waiting for a while, Rosemary from Canada. Hi, my Rosemary. How are you, my dear? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Carmen. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I do have a question about all this extra time. My son has a lot of time being off right now from work with the coronavirus. So I'm wondering if he will use this time to quit drinking, because he does have an alcohol use, you know, disorder.
Right.
And I'm hoping he will, but I don't know what you see for him.
Well, this is forcing him, you know what I mean? He will be in a position which, even if he doesn't want to, because being an alcoholic, that's a compulsive disorder, personality, that's an addiction. And is he doing it for the last 2 to 5 years?
Yes, he has.
Yeah. So when you're doing it for that long, that is definitely something that becomes a serious addiction. And you know, when you're addicted to something, no matter what it is, that it is a drug, that it is a substance abuse, that it is alcohol, that it is nicotine, whatever we're addicted to, sometimes to sugar, it's very hard to let go. It's very hard. And slowly, slowly, you, with a lot of discipline and a lot of awareness, you can actually break through. Mm-hmm. And it's not an easy thing to do. So you have to understand that it's a big battle for him. Can he win this battle? Absolutely. And he's forced to win it. In other words, he's forced to let go of the addiction. It's to reconsider, to introspect his life, to not to be able to drink, not probably not to have the alcohol, not to be able to go out. So you might see him acting a little bit strange if he's not drinking. Are you seeing that?
Okay.
Seeing that?
Yeah, he's taking naltrexone. It's an opioid blocker to help, to help with the cravings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that can be very helpful. If he takes that, that's very helpful.
Yeah.
And there are other type of medication that can help somebody stop drinking, you know. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that there are extremely good, but you have to be careful. Hello, Rosemary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I am so sorry. I don't know. I just lost you for a second. So what I'm trying to say is that you might see him acting a little bit strange, but then he will get way better. It requires at least a month to see a major improvement. But I really anticipate your son getting way better and getting out of this addiction. It will happen.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I needed to know.
Okay, my love. Thank you so much for calling me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Thank you.
Okay, my love. And I'm going to go and see who else is. Somebody calling me from Orlando. Hi, Catherine from Orlando. Hi, my dear.
Hi, Carmen. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you so much for calling me, my dear. Is everything okay with you? Tell me what's going on with you.
Yeah, well, you're doing this show unfair, and, you know, we're all feeling it. But that's something that I've felt my whole life, really. And I mean, I've even had people tell me, oh, you live your life in fear.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people do, yeah.
Yeah, I overthink everything. I worry about what other people think. You know, it's held me back, like, my whole life. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a past life thing that needs to be worked on. I mean, like, I'm not even on any social media. I'm that, you know?
Right.
You know, so whatever you see or any insights you have and how I can deal with it.
Well, I feel like in your case, it's coming from one of the neurotransmitters. It's something in the brain that you never introspected. And that's causing you, there's a fine line between fear and anxiety. You know, when you feel anxious, do you feel anxious about things?
Sometimes, not all the time, but
okay.
I definitely
there's a
everything.
Fine line, you know, being afraid of something because of the consequences, overthinking what
yes.
could have happened and how it will happen, and always having like a negative imprint of the way things will unfold. Do you agree?
Yes. Definitely.
So you have that tendency to overreact to things, to overanalyze things. But
yes.
that does mm-hmm. come from one of the neurotransmitters in the brain that is putting you in this flight-to-fight mechanism, you know, that you always... in a constant battle because you don't have the confidence over anything that surrounds you. So
right.
so the your own universe is scarcity is not knowing how to deal with people around, with your own self, how to there's a lot of component that add to this. The situation is way more complex than it appears to be. And I intuitively feel it's coming from one of your neurotransmitters. I think if you balance that, have you ever done a test on this, a test on the way your brain functions? Have you ever done that? I can guide you through how you do it.
Oh,
and
no,
I can,
I haven't.
I can help you if you go and write me an email, I will respond. Because it's a
okay.
lot to talk about, and I can be very helpful in you making feel completely different about yourself and your life and completely eliminate this sense of fear in the future, making you live opposite from the way you live right now. And I really wanna be of help, if possible. So, and please send me an email. I think I know where the problem is, something that... Nobody detected it. I think I know what it is, but it will take me the whole show to explain it to you. And
okay.
I cannot afford because I have a lot
right.
of people online. So do me a favor, write me an email. I will respond as soon as possible, you know? Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm here to help you, and I promise I will. I promise I will. I'm going to go and take a break, and everybody else, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a second.
Thank you so much.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio, and I would love to do right now a short guided meditation to erase the negative imprints that exist in your subconscious mind. And I want you to listen and follow my voice, and I'm absolutely convinced this is going to help you. And then in the following segment, I'm going to talk to Helena, Jonathan, Margot, Leilani. So I'm going to take briefly everybody's call. Just be with me on this meditation. So if you wanted to participate, I want you to sit comfortable. I want you to relax. I want you to assume the pyramid position. I want you eventually to sit on the floor if you can. Cross your legs Indian style. Keep your back straight. Gently rest the back of your hands on the inner part of your knees. Touch your middle finger to your thumb. Keep your palms forward, facing upward. Make sure that you're in a quiet environment and no one can interrupt you. Now, we're in a pyramid position. We absorb the cosmic energy. The energy comes straight to your head, to the pineal and pituitary gland, and it goes across the kundalini along the spine. So, and we really charging ourselves with that bright light. Imagine that around you, there is a beautiful bright light energy called the biofield, the auric field. Now, when that auric field darkens and it's not pure, we have a lot of fear, anxiety. We are not protected. We are vulnerable to the toxicity. We are vulnerable to a virus. If you are surrounded by that bright, beautiful, universal light, nothing can touch you. No virus, no disease. You know, you become so powerful and so healthy, and you're only getting better. So I want you to see that, to close your eyes and follow my voice. And I want you to breathe in slowly, deeply, and exhale. You're ready to journey into your inner self and explore the hidden realm of your mind. So relax your muscles, unlock your jaw, drop your shoulder, lighten the tension in your core, and pay attention to my voice. Everything else is fading away, getting more and more distant. I am the only thing you hear. You are in complete solitude, and breathe. Count to five as you breathe. One, two, three, four, five. Hold your breath. One, two, three, four, five. Breathe out and count to five. Every fiber of your being is nourished by air. Your mind is ascending beyond the physical plane. You are entering an invisible world, the world of the light. You can do anything you want in this world. Let's journey deeper and deeper into this vortex of divine energy, and you are elevated higher and higher into a new realm of existence. Your mind is absorbing this new reality. Nothing is impossible here. Just keep breathing. Breathe. Feel the fresh air as it fills your lungs. Feel the tips of your fingers tingling with new energy. Feel your sensing transmitting energy through your body. Everything within you is vibrating with life. You are weightless. You are light as a feather. You are powerful as a mountain. Gravity doesn't hold you down. You are flying in the air. You look down on the world from above. You are free. Fill with air. Feel your heart beating inside your chest. Feel the blood flowing through your warm body. You are alive. You are thriving. You are where you belong. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Listen to the language of your breath. Concentrate on the stillness of your mind. No thoughts, no pain, no hurt, no worries, no fear, no bad memories. The universe wants to help you, wants to heal your pain. Now think of something that is bothering you in the moment. Observe how your mind brings that issue to the surface. What is it? What is bothering you? What is the cause of your stress? Stay in that problem. Stay focused to that problem. We will work on solving it. Ask the divine for help. Allow its warmth to comfort you. Let it quiet your concern. Feel that spirit flowing through you, filling your being with each breath. A white, bright energy is radiating from your body, protecting you. A divine substance is entering every cell. You feel the intense energy coming from above to nourish you. Your wounds are healed. Allow the infinite knowledge to enter your mind, the infinite wisdom of the universe to enter your heart. Feel your chest as it gets warmer, your mind as it gets closer. The spirit is circulating through your entire being and now is speaking. What are you told? What are you shown? It is showing you the resolution to your problem. Can you hear a voice trying to guide you? Are you in the right path to becoming your higher self? Like a river flowing through your body, it cleans every debris. It leaves behind a clean path. You see that clear, beautiful water. You see the blue, calm sky. You see the world around you. You are free. You are flying. You are happy. Your problems are resolved. And you are powerful enough to break through all the blockages. Send that bad energy away. You no longer feel blocked by fear. You no longer feel stuck. You no longer locked in unresolved issues. And as I count to 10, I want you to let go of the 10 blockages that I describe to you. One for each number. Imagine you are holding 10 rocks in your hand. They are weighing you down. They make you feel heavy. Get rid of them. Throw them away. And fly away as far as you can. You get rid of these blocks, this burden, and you will feel free and light and pure. Each number that I count, you will release that fear. Take a moment to think how this applies to you. Envision the resolution. Let your breath sink into your chest. Align with the divine, and you are more powerful than ever. Let's relinquish those 10 fears. Number one, you will never be abandoned. You belong to God. You are part of God. Throw the first rock away. You will never be abandoned. Number two, you will never be disappointed. The people in your life will love you and make you proud. Throw the second rock away. Number three, you will never be hurt again. Your life will be spent in joy and laughter. Throw the third rock away. Number four, you will never lack what you need. Your life will be abundance, prosperity. Imagine yourself having everything you desire. Throw the fourth rock away. Number five, you'll never be betrayed. You'll only be loved. Throw the fifth rock away. Number six, you'll never be alone. You'll always be in good company. Throw the sixth rock away. Number seven, you'll never be out of balance. Your mind, your body, your soul cooperate in perfect harmony. Throw the seven rock away. Number eight, you will never fail in your career. You will fulfill your mission doing what you love most. And throw the eighth rock away. Number nine, You will never have a broken heart. You will live in peace with the one you love. Feel the love in your heart multiply and throw the ninth rock away. And number 10, you will never be sick. You will never contact any disease. Your body is completely aligned. It functions perfectly. Anything that is hurting you is being lifted away. Throw the 10th rock away. So you no longer bear these burdens. So now you feel like that cosmic energy is entering. And breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And listen to your breath. And live in unity, in peace, in happiness. Because you have erased the negative imprints and you banished your fear forever. And I want you to repeat after me. I am the strongest person I know. I am unstoppable. I am who I'm meant to be right now. I am eternally protected. I am in control. I have full power over my destiny. Endless opportunities are manifested. I will succeed in doing everything I dream of. Wealth is my future. I'm perfectly healthy. I am loved by those who matter most. I'm healed. Believe this affirmation because they empower you and they are true. They are creating the reality of your life from now on. This new reality is everything you've ever wanted. You reach your destination to healing, to perfection. And now please come back. Come back to this physical plane and be aware of your body again and open your eyes. And I will promise you, you are a new person. So this was my meditation for today. And now I can go. I hope you enjoy it and go back to talking to you on the phone. And I let me know if you feel like this resonated in your heart. And I'm going to talk to Helena in New York. Hi, my Helena. How are you, my dear? Helena.
Hello.
Helena, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, did you enjoy my meditation?
Yes, it was wonderful. I do feel lighter.
Good. Okay, so what
can
is...
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, absolutely. What is your question for me today?
Well, I was going to say, I do feel I'm not doing too badly under the circumstances, but
good.
I do worry good. About, you know, I'm like everybody else, you know, what happens if I should get the virus and how will I take care of my animals?
You're not going to get the virus. What you need to do is take the zinc, plenty of zinc every single day. Take as much as many lemons as you can. Combine them with garlic. And you will boost your immune system better than it has ever been. And with a good immune system, you're not going to get the virus. And of course, protect yourself. Stay inside for now. And I promise you, you will not be sick, my love. You cannot afford to be, and you will not be. It's not going to happen. Not to you.
Well, I do have to go to the grocery store, but yeah, and walk.
Yeah, well, you go. Be very careful if you can have some stuff delivered. This will get better if the next 2 weeks you can spend more time home and make more deliveries, the better. The most important thing is protect yourself and work on expanding your biofield of energy, like concentrate with your mind and see the light protecting you. That field of energy needs to protect your body from getting anything. And, you know, everybody says, okay, wash your hands, be careful, but I know that you are not going to be sick, my love, and we're going to talk on the radio for many years ahead, and everything is going to be okay with you. Okay, my Helena?
Thank you.
I love you. I love you, and stay safe, and I'm going to go to Margot. Hi, Ma Margot. How are you, my love?
Let's put it this way. You sounded like Jesus with that meditation, baby. You're terrific.
Good. Okay, I love you, my
Margo. Yeah, that's how you sounded. That's exactly how he would talk to people. I mean,
Oh, my God, I love you.
It's true.
Oh, you're so
I don't
sweet.
You know, I hope people aren't in fear about anything. It's a horrible life. Horrible.
It's horrible to live in fear because then you don't see anything, you know, then you feel trapped. It's like you create your own prison of your own thoughts, you know?
I know, but too many people are watching the news.
That's exactly it, my love. That's
the problem. It's all negative coming out. Honey, I watch Animal Planet in the morning.
Very good.
Poppy Montgomery, Unforgettable. Right now I got Twilight Zone on. I mean, you think I'm going to watch the news here and have negative energy come into my home?
Absolutely not. So, Margot, what we are talking about is what we are perpetuating, you know? You know, that's what makes us sick, because we constantly talk and spreading this awareness in the media that there is a problem, and we're creating the problem, you know? We activating that vibration of the problem. You know, there's such a evidence through history that the mass consciousness can create the fear of a disease. And fear is a vibration. It's a very strong vibration.
Right, it is.
And it's the worst epidemic is the vibration of fear. And it's like a law of the universe. You know, if you ignore, you know what I mean? I mean, that, and you participate in discussing and discussing and feeding into it, that this coronavirus becomes really something that takes over us. But if we're not, you know, if you pay attention to the way we think and the way we talk, this has no power over us.
It has no power over me, honey. Yeah. I was out all day. I went to Staples. I went to shopping.
Right.
I drove around. I stopped into CVS. Honey, I'm living my life.
Absolutely. And I want to tell everybody listening, Margot, and that's my opinion. And I also thought of myself as somebody who appreciated the visions that our mind can give us. You know, in my visions, I don't see this actually being such a big problem like they presenting it. The real problem is behind this, is the breaking of the falling apart of a broken system. Our man-made laws, because everything is man-made, including this virus, in my opinion. So this
is
man-made. What we do, we humans, what we do, for a long time, we self-destruct, you know, and we came up with weapons of creating this cancer disease, this autoimmune disorder, all these problems that we create for ourselves. They don't come from God, talking about Jesus and God. These are not coming from a higher power, no. The higher power is perfect, is beautiful, lives in harmony, and nothing wrong can happen. Everything can happen wrong here because of the way we function and the broken system that humanity has been created. And we can't continue to live this way. We can't continue to live in a world that belongs to 1% of the population, and majority of us, we struggle to paycheck and paycheck and feel unloved and unprotected in a broken system and in a broken political system. So that's where the problem is. And if you pay attention, we don't have leaders that are wise to guide us with wisdom. We don't have that. And we need like a messiah. We need somebody who can come, you know what I mean, to guide us, to bring us together. Because at the end of the day, we see that we are in this together. This affects all of us. Doesn't matter which part of the world we are. We all are experiencing the same feelings. And we acknowledge that something somewhere much bigger and much deeper is about to happen to us. Plus, in the next 13 years, this world has to change from the foundation on, you know. So I really believe that there's a way deeper message into this. And as the time goes by, we might see a crash of a system that is unhealthy and create a way more balanced system on Earth. You know, a much cleaner, a world in which we disconnected from nature. We totally disconnected. You know, we created this technological world that is like our worst weapon, you know. I always think of my grandmother, Margot, who lived 103. She never had a cellular, never watched television. She had no idea the airplane exists, and she has never seen a doctor. And that says it all. But she lived 103 years old in a small town in the northern part of Transylvania by herself, for 50-something years, because she lost her husband when she was 50 years old. And she never remarried. She had so much belief in a divine power, and she lived by herself. And she lived to 103 and died peacefully in her sleep, you know? So,
that's the way to go.
Yeah, but that woman had no idea of all this technological world, has never watched TV because she has never seen a TV. So I'm just saying, What a life, you know. That's it. That was the way people lived many years ago. You know, that's the way they used to live. And now we lost, we disconnected from nature. We have to go back to living the way we used to live. And we
created a
much...
Honey, that's not going to happen with... It's not,
well,
not going to happen.
Well, it was going to happen.
Children, honey, children have cell phones and computers.
I know,
four
but
years
what
old.
If this whole... Yeah, but I want to tell you, that, what if this system will crash completely? I'm going to go to a break, and I'll be back with you in a moment. Thank you, Margot.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio. I'm Carmen Hara, and tonight the show was all about worry no more and how to reduce fear and anxiety. As I was talking to Margot, Margot, are you still with me?
Of course.
Well, I want to tell you that this system... that we, who could have imagined this virus? Who could have imagined what this virus is going to do to the entire population of Earth? Nobody could have imagined. Well, let's imagine scenarios that might change life on Earth. That's strictly for our own good, because if we continue like this, this world will definitely collapse somewhere. That's my feeling. So I really believe that something major will continue to happen as a consequence of this. And you know, Margot, there might be more viruses coming, because we have to wake up. We have to stop with our nonsense, you know. We have to create a better world.
It's not going to hit me, sweetie, and it's not going to hit you.
Well, I know that the world is changing beyond our imagination. So, and it has to change, because otherwise it cannot go anywhere. This world has, metaphorically speaking, cancer everywhere. So this system... that we created, our man-made laws, you know, from the politics to the market, to the economy, everything needs to be shaken and everything needs to be restructured. And if you take any of my six books in which I talk about it, you will see that I actually mention clearly a turnaround of events in which the system will crash, will have to crash somehow, and it will. And it's going to be, because chaos leads to progress, and it's going to be for our own good. So I love you, Margot, and thank you so much for calling me. And I appreciate you a lot, and I love you. And
okay.
I'm going to go now to Leilani. Hi, my Leilani. How are you, beautiful?
Hello, beautiful Carmen.
How are you, my? I miss you, too. How's my beautiful friend?
You know, I'm not afraid of all at all about
good.
The virus.
Good.
I'm
good.
Actually I'm staying inside, I'm healthy, I pray, I meditate. I just am afraid about money, and today my landlord put an eviction notice on my door.
Well, remember, I did a meditation. You have that fear is what brings all of this realities, like the eviction things and all of that. So we need it. And don't forget, he cannot evict you right now. So to begin with, nothing can be done under this. It's a woman. It's a who he is. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, it's 10 women, 10 men. Nobody can do anything to you right now. Right now, everything is put on hold. Nobody can be evicted. If people don't pay their mortgages, that's fine. If people, you know, don't pay their taxes, everything is in the future. Everything is on hold. So she can put a million of eviction on you. Don't be impressed by that, please. Don't be. So
I really don't like the property managers. I want to move in 2 months.
Probably, you know what? Probably that's a way better. That's a better decision. Probably that's the way to go. Moving is your best bet. Probably the universe is forcing you to move and go in a different direction. Absolutely, you know?
Okay.
Definitely.
I am completely out of money, and I've still been applying for work all these months, and I get rejection letters.
Well, right now, I don't know who can get work. I mean, right now, everything is on hold. The universe is on hold, you know, unless we wake up collectively.
Yeah, right.
Something needs to happen. This world cannot continue like this, cannot continue to belong to 1%. So everybody like you and millions and billions of people like you who are worried to be evicted, who have no real job. So how can we redefine this world? How can we? You might think that, who am I to talk? I'm just, you know, a simple woman. I have no power whatsoever. But I hope my voice would be heard and resonate in the heart of people. Because I do know that the leaders of the world, you know what I mean? They don't care about us, the majority of the people. But something major will happen. Something major will have to happen. I see a crash of the whole system. I see a new monetary in place for years and years. I talk about the day will come. For 25 years, I talk about one monetary system in Europe, one single currency in Europe. And one day after going to Europe, after 20 years, I see euros everywhere in Europe. So I was right about that. I see the same thing all over the globe. I don't see euros, dollars. I see there will be a new monetary system with one currency all over the globe. Ooh. I see, you know, how you call it? I hope this show will stay for the next 20 years somewhere in the archive of Home Time Radio, because I'm saying some things that will take a while, but they're all going to happen. I see the crash of the market, the redefining of the whole economical system will have to. The money as we know it is not going to be in the years ahead. So many things are going to happen to us that will change completely life on Earth. So you, honey, are going to be fine. You're going to have a new job into a new environment. Now is not the time for anything, but don't be worried. Don't be panicked. Yeah, just be safe in your home for now and make sure you have the food that you need, and work within yourself. Work on your negative emotions that took over your life. So don't allow those to happen anymore. So I love you, my Leilani. So stay calm.
Thank you.
And relax. Too. Did you enjoy my meditation?
Yes, I threw those rocks.
Okay, good. And because there was a rock for you. That rock about being wealthy and being in control of your money and not being a victim of a financial system, and that has to stop. So you're going to be more than okay, Leilani, because you're so creative. And work on yourself, work on your success, on your creativity, on your talent, and expand that, okay? And just see beyond the moment, see beyond somewhere towards the end of the year, things are going to be really different on Earth, you know? And we're going to go into a Great Depression. We're going to go into a lot of situations that are not easy, but for our own good. So you're going to be perfectly fine, but you're going to live in a better place, way better place, and you will have money in the future to buy your best home ever. I love
Beautiful.
You.
Love
I love you.
You,
my Leilani. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye. So, my God, I'm so excited to talk to you today. I know I talk a lot. I just want to give you, before I go to Jonathan, see if there's anybody else calling me. Okay, so I only have, I only have Jonathan. I'll be with you in a second. I want to tell you that in order to boost your stress, you should exercise now that you're in your home. It increases circulation, strengthens your heart, and it's a stress booster. So exercises creates the good feel hormones, good feel neurotransmitters that are also known as endorphins. So apart from that, the mental concentration, you know, required during exercise, you know, it's creating an ability to de-stress. So it's very important to exercise in your own home, in the comfort of your own home. Listen to music. You know, it's okay to listen to music in solitude. And breathe in, you know, when you listen to the song. And music, it breaks through vibration. Do calming affirmation, you know, like tell yourself, I'm in control, I'm calm, I'm still, I conquer my burdens, I'm the master of my challenges, I triumph over my stress, I celebrate my harmony. As I breathe in, my spirits breathe in tranquility. So also work on your memories. Memories are great ways to escape a current situation and travel to a happier place in your mind. So don't be afraid to bring up things from the past, you know, especially beautiful, pleasant moment of your past. Also, mindful writing. Take a pen, and even if you're not a writer, chances are that you might write something beautiful, you know, even if it's a sentence. Start to write about your day, about your dilemma, about what's upsetting you. Writing is very healing. It's like a therapy, because you can release your emotion. And from page to page, you know what I mean? You put your emotions there in writing, and you're not attached to those emotions. And practice hobbies, you know, that you might have in your mind. So devote your time to things that you like to do, because stress is an inevitable part of the daily life anyhow. And if you practice these relaxing exercises, then you can take comfort in serenity. So I'm going to go to Jonathan very briefly. Hi, my dear Jonathan. How are you, my dear?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
That was a real quick question.
Sure.
It's actually a quick question. There's a lot of women that I'm starting to feel kind of romantic feelings about. And I don't know. I mean, I don't think I'm going to become in love, but I think I'm starting to, like...
So hold on, Jonathan. There's a lot of women. I mean, are you falling in love with a number of women, or are you falling in love with one woman?
No. Not falling in love, but I'm starting to have, like you know, I'm looking at a lot of women. I'm thinking, wow, they look good. Wow, they look good. And I'm just wondering what...
That's good, Jonathan. That's good.
I'm just wondering what my future is, because I really am what our future is going to be.
Well, future, we write out the story of our life. You know, when it comes to love life, there are specific karmic relationships that come in our life for a major reason, but many things are within our reach. So, if you look at different people, my suggestion is pick up one person and concentrate on only one. See if you can establish a connection. If you can establish communication, if you can establish an emotional intimacy in which you relate to that person from every aspect of your life. Because if you spread energy in different directions, you're not going to connect with any of them. But you need one particular person to stay focused on.
I understand that.
That would be my advice.
I was just wondering if you saw any particular person, like, coming in.
See that there is one person in my mind when I think to you. You know, my mind is sometimes, you know, accessing the intuitive part of the brain. And it's telling me of a brown hair woman who's, you might even have lighter eyes. She's in her 40s, something like this. She's a very sweet, introverted person, very kind. She might have a C, M name, you know, there's something about, I like her energy, She can be a great friend. Something karmic might be happening here. I really believe something like this is about to unfold in your life. And I do believe that if you look deeper, you know, you'll find this person and you will connect. And probably one day in the next show, you can tell me about her.
Okay, I just wanted to also tell you, I sent you an email back about interviewing you. I hope you'll respond to that email.
I will respond. I will respond. I'm going to look and check right now. And thank you for calling me, Jonathan. And for everybody listening, I'm Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio. And please be safe. I love you. And don't be afraid. Life will be beautiful. This shall pass and we will all be happy and in control of everything. I love you guys. I'm Carmen Jara. I'll be back next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the best station, Home Time Radio. Thank you for listening.